Okay, today is Thursday, December 29th, 2016, and this is the final new moon session for 2016. So, it looks like it's going to be an interesting session. Yeah. So, Angela, do you want to tell me your intentions? Do you have your intentions?
I believe I do. I don't need to say that because my intentions is to have clarity.
Yeah, I like
and
it.
Then and then for the way to be clear, you know, that just there's a lot of parts and pieces moving right now, and I'm kind of I don't have all the information, and so I'm just doing what I know to do, and so there's all this kind of excitement built up, which is kind of helping. It's like nervous energy. So I'm like, oh, okay, I need to do this and I need to do that. So it's kind of keeping me moving. So I'm just setting the intention of, hey, here's where I want to go and this is what I want to do. And universe, go figure it out and let me know what I need to do next. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I just want to make, you know, I want to feel that all the yeses. You know, like, oh, this is the right thing to do because it's happening at exactly the time, you know, for that to happen. So, yeah, I think it'll be exciting. It is already. You know, this is not my normal method, so it's new territory.
Nice. I like it. And, you know, it goes into alignment. And I'm going to get to the people that are coming on. I'll be with you in just a second because I want to actually kind of address that because it's kind of along the lines of what I was saying for my intention as well.
Okay.
And one of the things that I wanted to add to that is, I don't know about you, but what I recognize is, like, when I dropped my phone in the pool, I knew it was going to go in the pool. It was kind of like I did not listen to that little voice or that little image that said, do not put that there.
Yes.
And seconds later, there it was.
That was exactly what happened with my laptop when it fell. I knew it was going to do that. But it's like I put it there 1,000 times, but I knew. And then when I heard it, I was like, uh-oh.
Exactly. So it's that listening. I want to be, that's the clear, that knowing the yeses and knowing, listening more subtly, more closely to the guidance instead of in retrospect going, I heard
that. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's funny.
So, hi, everyone. Who else wants to say hi and state their intentions?
Hi, Debbie. This is Tanya. And hi, everybody.
I knew you were coming next. Okay. Hello.
Yeah. So I'm just feeling intention. I've just come out of a very dark period of incredible pain in my anus, so out of all places. So very dark underworld shadow stuff, very incredible mind-numbing pain. That totally stopped me. So I'm feeling really deeply within and also so open. And yesterday I felt, until I heard the astrological report, I felt I was going crazy. I was psychotic. Nothing made sense. I felt utter disgust about myself. So just this complete duality. And today it's shifted again. I'm feeling light again and just this compassion for what we go through as human beings. Also this place people get to where they really leave this planet because it just does not make sense. And the heart is so open and loving that it's almost overwhelming. So my intention for the new year is to really live with this open heart and to stay open and to be there for my friends, to be there in my relationship, to really show up for what I am here for, to bring my work out. I've said that for so many years. I'm sick of saying it that I almost want to die because I can't hear myself saying this anymore. And it's happening, but I'm still feeling it's not. So actually really seeing what is happening and feeling it on the deepest, finest level. There's so much we can feel. And the unity instead of polarity, and this is what I'm feeling shifting in my relationship to. There's a deep unity opening instead of polarity even. So really for myself and the collective and my family with unity and harmony and sharing that. Aho.
Aho. Anyone else? Thank you, Tanya.
Thank you.
So my intention, I am Norman, is I am grateful for what has happened in the past of 2016. I am grateful for what is to come in 2017. And of course, I am grateful for what is now in the new moon. And that's my intention. And listening to Tanya and listening to Debbie earlier, you know, we always seem to wanting to create or achieving this or be ready for that and you know, opportunities, et cetera, and ideas. And it's like, it feels like, you know, I hinder myself too many times to just be who I am and do what I do, because I am always looking to start something new or wait for the best idea or do something better or different, and it just gets me crazy sometimes or drives me nuts. And it's like, just be already who you are without limiting yourself, without judging yourself, and without thinking, is there something I could do better, a better opportunity? So with all that said, I go back to I am grateful. And wish that this will prevail. That's that.
Thank you, honey.
You're welcome.
Anyone else? Okay. I had a feeling it was going to be one of those quiet calls. So I'm going to put everybody up. Somebody else going to say something?
I should just come to think about it. I want to just add my mom into this new moon, even so she's not on this call or knows about it. She's been once again diagnosed with possible cancer, and this time in the bones, which is new for her. And I just want to add her into this circle today, because it is the new moon. It's time for a new beginning. And so with that said, I want to see what happens. I don't know. But I'm just asking her to be part of this.
Okay, definitely. Anyone else? I hear some sort of background noise. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to mute everyone now. Okay. Okay, we're going to try this now. I've muted everyone. Please, if you have something you want to add, unmute yourself by hitting *6. I was getting a lot of feedback in the background. And so if anybody wants to add something, please just do *6 to unmute yourself. And who's that? Who is that? Is that you, Tanya? Tanya, say something. Because I cannot hear you. I heard you well before, but now I don't hear you. Okay.
I did say something, Debbie, but I was muted.
Now I hear you. Ha ha.
No, now I unmuted. So I mute again.
Oh, okay. But what did you say? I missed, totally missed it, because all I heard was like this mechanical static.
No, I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay, good. All right, my dear.
I only said my first intention.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, thank
you. All right. You're welcome. Okay. So, all right, I'm just going to, everybody just be quiet for a moment and breathe. Let's breathe together. And let's really clear our minds and open our hearts. And let's really express some immense gratitude for each other, for these new moons, and for the calling to actually have these sessions. And for whatever you call God, Source, or the universe, let's just all have come from this place of gratitude and take a few full breaths together, okay? Good. What I saw while we were just having that quiet moment together was interesting, because it was like ribbons of time, and I saw them like all, like this wave, almost like the year, interestingly enough, was wrapped around itself or had these waves, and it was coming up, so it was like almost like the year in review. And gathering the gifts and the perspectives along the way that maybe had been missed or unobserved, and bringing them together into our hearts in a way where they are fuel in the heart. They feed the fire of the heart, feeding the fire of the true heart. So all of the, it's not about ignoring the quote unquote bad things or things that caused us pain along the way. It's really about gathering the gifts throughout the year. And in gathering the gifts, about shifting the perspective of the past year. As you've heard, all heard me say before, this is a year of endings. And yes, every new moon is a new beginning, and every full and also an ending. So, and every full moon is an ending and also a beginning. And there are cycles and rhythms. And the timeline of this year has had its own cycle and rhythm. And it really is a very pivotal year in terms of letting go. It's about coming to this place of clarity, clarity not from an egocentric point of view, but clarity from an open-hearted, open mind, open instinct, and an integrated heart, mind, gut instinct. It's really about this place of realizing there were so many things along the way that we missed because we were so entangled in those things that we wanted to be so desperately different. And so this isn't time to just kind of breathe it all out. Good. And I see the planets and the stars, and the planet Pluto has just shown up. And it seems to be doing a little dance around the other planets. So we have the astrological configuration of all of these planets. And Pluto seems to be kind of in the center of it all right now. It's interesting. And Pluto is that planet of going deep. So it's time to go deep. And it's time for us to recognize that the shadow is no different than the light. It is simply a different perspective. And so it's time to come to our shadows and bring them together. So the unity, and Tanya, thank you for that. And I would say what's showing up now is it's not so much of unity instead of duality and polarity. It's unity that includes duality and polarity. So it's really this rhythmic, integrative aspect of recognizing that even though the outward appearance is different than we imagined or than we would prefer, it's still that part of that greater whole, and it is still all unified. And when I say unified, it's not about congealed, it's not about a takeover, so it's not about forcing anything, it's about surrendering. And not surrendering from a combative place, surrendering from a grateful place. Surrendering from an accepting place. Where sadness and joy dance together and are equally important because they each have a purpose here. And it's about each of us tapping into that purpose that we are best suited to fulfill. I almost said that we came here for, but what I got redirected because it's that purpose that we are best suited to fulfill because there are many purposes that we are able to achieve. There are many things we are able to do, but what is our greatest aspiration and what is our greatest gift that we have that we can offer to this world and all its inhabitants. And that took me down into the cells of our bodies, the cell walls, the cytoplasm, the protons, the neutrons, all of these parts, they're actually showing up as representative of parts in the solar system that are parts of us. And it's about watching that dance and getting into sync with it in a way where it does bring us into those yeses. And yet it also brings us into the no's so that we know, okay, the yes is this way, and no, I don't think that way is not the right way. So we go this way, but not because of our thoughts, but because of our synchronization with the rhythms and the cycles of our hearts and our souls and our place on our planet. That is then taking me into the third eye and the crown. Pineal, the pituitary, the thalamus, the hypothalamus, all of those parts, tapping them together in a way where we notice our differences, they notice the differences, and instead of being afraid, and this is in our bodies, this is in our world, this is in our solar system, instead of being afraid, we are enthused. The heart comes into full functioning, into full glory, into full sense of gratitude and the full sense of appreciation and recognition of wow. So there's this sense of wow, this sense of just wow. Like, wow, how can it get any better than this? And every time that wow vibrates and pumps through our blood, and every time that wow sinks in our brains and comes out of our mouths and through our senses, all we can say is, how does it get any better than this? Because it keeps getting better and better and better and better. And yet there is a sense where so this is about clarifying our past perceptions and clearing our filters, the filters of our minds, the lenses of our minds, the lenses of our senses, bringing us to this place of true seeing, true being, true acknowledgement, and recognizing that we are always, 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 always under grace, even when something feels like it just went wrong. Let's tap all that in, into our heads, into our hearts, into our bellies, our guts, our gut instincts, our navels, our centers, our dantian. And we're clearing away a lot of the entanglements, a lot of the cords. It looks a bit like a spaghetti squash or the inside of a pumpkin and you're pulling out the seeds. It's like clearing away all of the cords there so that we are able start fresh while maintaining our balance, our equilibrium, our connection with our past. And rather than running from our past or trying to change our past, we are integrating our past and we are coming from a more whole, more complete place within our psyche, within our bodies, within our being. So that we are truly able to recognize what's right in front of us and act on it instead of constantly second-guessing or running around in circles. I just saw a dog chasing its tail or wrapping it, or one that's been tied up outside, God forbid, and it's running around the tree till it chokes itself. That's a lot of times what it feels like when we get so entangled in our own thought process that things are so bad and need to be shifted. So we're unraveling that. I just recently saw a bit of an interview with Wayne Dyer and Esther and Abraham Hicks. and she said something that was very interesting. And she said that every time a thought comes, I don't remember she said the thought, if you have the thought or the thought comes, every time a thought comes and you decide to focus on it, every time you focus on it for 17 seconds, and I don't know why 17 seconds, but every time you focus on it for 17 seconds, the universe then sends you another thought or another situation or another circumstance that is in alignment with that thought that you just focused on for 17 seconds. And then it goes in these 17-second cycles and keeps sending you more and more thoughts, more and more activities, more and more incidents, more and more whatever. And it builds up and builds up and builds up until something about 68 seconds, and then it's like you're on this train almost, like this thought train. And this thought train then just doesn't seem to have a break. So what we want to do is call in that awareness, call in that realization, call in that vortex energy that pulls it down so that we can connect with that higher intention, that thought process of those feel-good emotions. Interesting, I said thought process and feel-good emotions because they're very intertwined. So we typically have a thought and then we attach a feeling to it. Or the other way around, actually. We have a feeling and we attach a thought to it. So how do we get those thoughts congruent? And it's really about paying attention, really about noticing, really about becoming the observer. And the observer is not a passive state at all. The observer is really coming from this place of noticing, receiving, noticing, receiving, noticing, receiving, noticing, receiving, noticing, receiving, noticing, sharing, receiving, so on and so forth. So bringing us into that wave, into that vibration. I'm seeing these colors coming through now, almost like these black waves, and we're needing to let them wash through. And there's actually a fear of these black waves, and it's just deep water, just deep water. So what we want to do is dive into this deep water, dive into this wave. So let's all dive into this wave right now. And let's recognize that when we dive into this wave, we can still breathe. And suddenly, if we pay attention, we can see. And suddenly we're seeing things we've never noticed or paid attention before. We're seeing the light in the darkness. We're feeling the air where we thought there was none. Tapping that down, 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 down. To every aspect of our beings. In through our biology. And out the other side to our metabiology. To our spiritual bodies, which are not indistinct from our biological bodies. They're a different aspect, and yet the same. So it's like the in and out breath, and also like a wave coming and crossing over us, coming and crossing over us. I love it. I see actually diving into that deep wave. I also see that as representative of this new moon, of the new moon, where there's no quote-unquote light coming from the moon, at least not that is apparent to our regular sight. So But this is tapping into our inner sight, into our inner being. This soft, nurturing wave coming through. Tanya, do you have something to say?
I'm feeling the planets. They are so bright in the sky at the moment.
I was at the beach last night.
Yes, I'm feeling the planets. Instead of the moon is not there on the night sky, but the planets are so bright. There's so many planets out at the moment that are shining.
Nice.
This is just coming up of
yeah.
Almost the moon that takes such a dominance so often, like going away, and then the little stars can shine. So it's like us all stepping out into the sky.
Beautiful. And that's like each person on the call. Each person on the call is like the planets and like the stars. It's like they're always there. They just don't feel as appreciated as the sun or the moon. And so we're removing that veil, actually. That veil is being removed. The moon, thankfully, says, I'm happy to help remove this veil. It's not a one-person show. It's not a one-planet show. We're all part of the show.
It feels also all of us stepping into maturity, into our mastery. And it's as if the moon is like representing like a parent that steps away. And this morning before the session, I brought that up in the last session, I had these baby birds here, the baby magpies, that looked already so grown up. And at the moment what is happening is they are flying onto my deck here alone without their parents. But when this morning it was just sitting there in full presence. And another one came in with the mum. And when they are with the mum, they are still squeaking loud for food, but they have learned to feed themselves. So it is intermediate of, I'm seeing the parents leaving the birds, the little ones, to shine themselves and to feed themselves. And then I'm feeling that with the moon as well and with us, that we really independently step into our maturity and our mastery. Yes.
Brilliant. And it's true. This birthing that we're coming through, this birthing that we're having right now, it doesn't mean we're coming out as babies. We're coming out, yes, we are coming out as babies, but we are also coming out as mature. In other words, we're coming out as new, but it really is about mastery. It really is about stepping into our mature selves. And our mature selves recognize our own place, our own role, and accept them gratefully and happily and willingly. And we come together doing this, together with the sharing, with a knowing and a trusting that no one's place or position is less or more than another. It simply is as it is. And it is necessary. And it is valuable. And you are necessary. And you are valuable. This is the message from the moon.
And then I'm feeling Pluto just pulling on us, on our tailbone, holding us down. And all the seat bones just hold down, as if a cord is pulling us back down. If we are in between heaven and earth, between underworld and upper world, and just this torn feeling of, no, I don't want to, yes, the wonderful and the dark, and the, and then like a holding, this feeling that, really coming out of the spine. Into the coccyx, and then this pulling down. I feel it unwinding now as I speak.
Nice.
If it's circling. And feeling the earth, energy of the earth actually shaking and moving. And the waves you mentioned, the waves again, helping this, like a vortex, as if we are being vortexed out of that, like unscrewed.
Yes.
Almost like a, I'm seeing this cylinder form screw.
Wait, what was that last part you just said?
I'm just turning my hand around anti-clockwise, and I'm just feeling this unwinding of it. Yeah.
Beautiful. Did you say unscrewing?
Yeah.
That's what I thought you said.
It's like a cord that just goes so, so deep, and we are like, wow, swirling out of it. Like a screw, like an unwinding. It almost looks like, how are they called, those things that just go around in circles on their tip.
A top.
I'm almost feeling dizzy from this.
Yes, that would make sense. I'm feeling that as well.
And then there's as if there's a gentle wind coming, calming us down and carrying and embracing us, holding us, welcoming us.
I feel
the color green.
What color?
The color green.
Uh-huh.
Light green and blue.
Interesting. Go ahead.
And then, sorry.
That's okay, go ahead.
I just feel our unique color. There's such new colors in all of us coming out, as if we are just in this moment all changing colors into all these different colors we have never seen. So there's a joy, there's a feeling, there's a color in us, there's a being in us that we've never ever experienced that is just emerging now.
Beautiful. And at one point while you were talking about the colors, I saw like this hand come in and like just kind of scoop each person. Like I saw it with you first, like each person, like come in and scoop them underneath and like underneath the butt, almost like you would a baby when you're lifting them up and just moving it in. It's like it felt like this hand is cradling each of us and carrying us forward and like putting us on our feet.
Yeah, and I'm feeling our sacred now.
Did you say
feeling our sacred? Yeah, I'm feeling our sacred now. That hand that has touched us there, like you just said, that is our sacred. That is always like a hand in us, holding us from behind.
Yes, and it's nurturing us and moving us forward and standing us upright. Nice. And I actually have to stand up right now, so okay.
I'm also feeling our eyes and to actually stand up or lie down or doing this later and to just look as and go into this baby state. We are in this adult body and have the adult wisdom, but to drop back into the innocence of the baby, of this new birth that we are just having. To look, to just look and lie there totally still and let all our senses totally feel and see and taste and be penetrated by the, and we us penetrate, us just observing what is around us and feeling this miracle and awe of where we are in here, what is surrounding us, and what we can actually perceive when we stop and go back into this blissful, innocent state of no mind, no mind. Just feeling our body in this bliss.
Yes, and I'm also seeing that once you do the laying down, it's the standing up and walking around, actually. But standing up and walking around and walking gently and just not really judging anything, just noticing things. Noticing the way your feet touch the ground. How they roll, what you feel, what it feels like underneath your feet. I'm feeling like we are walking new ground, walking new pathways, and building new pathways in our brains as well, and between our brains and our hearts. And there's something with the tongue. It's like the tongue and the whole of the tongue all the way back into the throat and where it connects in the back of the throat. So it really feels like reorienting the senses from that new curious perspective instead of just that new curious perspective. No, instead of new curious perspective, period.
I feel the tongue going all the way down to the feet, actually. The connection of the tongue is so deep, almost to the back of our head, and then as if it just slides down our spine. Our sacrum again.
That's what I'm holding right now as I'm walking. It's like, oh, the sacrum. Okay. There's realigning.
And I'm keeping rolling out my tongue. Like touching the gum, the top of the gum, and then unrolling it. And stretching it out. Feels like losing tongue ties.
Yes. Yes, freedom. It's more of a tapping into like those new pathways and removing the adhesions, removing the tongue ties is a good word.
And now I feel as if my tongue is coming out of the mouth and wants to walk and lead the way. And it comes straight from my heart. It feels so leading the way with our heart and letting that roll of our tongue.
And it's a realignment of the head as well. Hmm. and the inner membranes of the head. So it's not just the tongue now I'm seeing. I'm seeing the inner membrane of the head. Removing the ties, the tension, not the structure, but the tension, the unwarranted tension.
And I'm feeling our sexual energy and for our, so just energetically to coming out of the testis and the ovary and our breath like flowing down into our testes and ovaries and then coming back up the spine through the coccyx and the sacrum and then flowing up the spine and being pumped like at the occiput and then flooding up our whole brain and then rejuvenating our face, our eyes, our vision and then flooding down to the heart and the lungs and all our organs, and then back into the testes and the ovaries, and just feeling that circle, and feeling our sexual energy, our life force circulating in us and opening up this creativity and rejuvenation of our physical body, all our bodies actually.
All our bodies. Exactly.
The emotional, the spiritual. But at the moment, the physical feels dominant, the physical body.
It definitely is. But I feel like, especially with the senses, what I'm seeing is all of those different levels of senses are being almost like I see like my hand is doing a movement like if I had a needle, I would be making threads or disentangling threads. But it's like working with all of those senses on all of those levels to open them up. It's to remove those restrictions, those barriers, those walls that we've created inside of our own minds and in our own filters of our senses. And between the bodies, actually. So bringing a more full-bodied expression, I love that, full-bodied expression of all of our senses on all of the levels. And I feel like you, Tanya, I'm coming outside now to look at the night stars. And I just feel this energy just come down through me and through each of us, through our crowns, down through our feet, down through the whole way of our body with all of the things that have just that are just been reorganized and are being rearranged. And down into the core of the earth and beyond, actually.
I feel that that's coming to Australia and I'm returning the sun through the soul.
Nice.
Because we have day and a lot of sun here today. And just the warmth and the heat, so the cold and the heat and the light and the darkness and the sun and the stars and the planets and the moon and the... just that duality and that unity.
Yes, that is so beautiful. And so true.
It's like that sexual energy when it's not aroused, that it's cooling, flowing up. And when it's aroused, it's hot. Or the same with the sun in the night, the day in the night. It's the yin and the yang in us. And the harmony of it in us, really restoring that, centering us in that harmony and unity.
Beautiful. And I feel like I just see that kind of all settling down in a vortex, in this undulating movement.
There's so many colors around us and in us and out of us, shining out of us.
Yes, I love the colors that we've not discovered yet. That's beautiful. And I feel it coming to a completion. How about you?
Yes, me too.
Coming into this nice, graceful, just completion.
And I feel as if the bodies are just resting now to just feel all this. As if after lovemaking, just lying and absorbing this all and letting the organs fill up in the whole body. Just a deep stillness.
Yeah. Okay. Shall we unmute? That's a magpie?
Yeah, that's a baby bird.
I think he's saying, we're done now. Beautiful. Okay, my dear, I'm going to unmute everybody. Okay. Well, that was lovely. Thank you, Tanya.
Thank you, Debbie.
You're very welcome. Okay, everybody. Be kind. Be gentle with yourselves.
Thank you, guys.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.